Breakfast Show.
It is the start of something very, very special to us here at Hot 91.9. It is our Hot Cares initiative. 100 years of Madiba magic, 100 lives changed. This month would have celebrated the 100th birthday of our former president, Mr. Nelson Mandela. And here at Hot Cares, we want to change the lives of 100 different people in the 30-odd days that we have. So joining me in the studio, we have Lexi. How old are you, Lexi? 13. 13 years old. Talk nicely and close into the microphone. And we've got the fabulous Moses. How are you, Moses?
Yes, how are you?
I'm very well. Moses, took Moses a bit of time to get here this morning. I think you got stuck in the traffic.
Yes, it was a traffic.
But then I just looked at you and I realized it'd take me a while to get around if I was you as well. Nothing wrong with that, hey?
Yes, thank you.
All right, Lexi, you're in grade 7.
Yes.
All right, and you were given, what, a task at school?
Yeah, a project to do a local crafter.
Okay, so that was it. So they said go and find a local crafter and get involved.
Yeah.
And so how did you go about it?
Well, I asked Leslie about Moses because I knew Moses.
Okay, who's Leslie?
She's Moses, his manager. Well,
okay.
She takes care of Moses, and she's very good to Moses.
All right. Okay. So you then went to found Leslie.
Yeah.
All right. And what did you ask her?
Well, I asked her if I could get some information about Moses so I could complete my task.
Ah, okay.
So where did you first – wait. So you asked Leslie, but you must have seen Moses somewhere.
Yeah.
So where did you see him?
I saw him all over Facebook because obviously with his incident about his son and – I was very inspired about him because despite his disability, he still had the courage to keep on working.
All right. So Moses, let's just get, you suffered unfortunately as a young boy with polio.
Yes.
All right, which has left you wear crutches, you use crutches now, or you wheelchair bound?
No, I'm using crutches.
Crutches, okay. So you walk around all the time.
Yes, I walk around, yes.
All right. Before we go into what you actually do, tell us a little bit about this incident, unfortunately, with your son.
You know, it was my 2 years old. So, you know, children that are all over the place. So normally in the house we have some cockroach, sometimes rat.
Mm.
So then we have this, that kind of medicine that kill rat.
Yes.
So we don't know that our children, we think that we're hiding very well. So we find the children that eat. And at the time that we saw that my son is eating that, it was late. We try everything that we can help, and our help, it was not enough. We end up, I lose that boy.
Yo, Bradley.
Yes, that's the name.
Okay.
Bradley, yes.
And I mean, to lose a child is an incredibly devastating part of your life.
It's really painful, and sometimes I don't believe. Like when moving around, you see, supposed to be this side, and the way that he talk, the way that he calls me, you know, all that. We still have that a big loss, especially in my family. It's a big loss.
I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Lexi, so you decided that you were going to get Moses on board in your craft for your school.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us a little bit about how you, I mean, we found out how you found Moses, but I mean, for what he makes, why did you choose him?
Because I liked his toys. I think they're very cute. I mean, look at them.
Yeah, we've got them here, and we'll post up a whole lot of pictures, you know, for you. Moses, when did you start this, or when did you find out you had this incredible talent to make these beautiful creatures?
You know, I used to like animals all the time when I'm moving.
Yeah.
So, but my job I was doing that time, it was tailoring, do clothing, jackets and some other things. So, because of, you know, if you want to change your life to be better, you must be creative, you know. So I decide if I can do this thing. Then I try to work, and it was not easy until, you know, when you need something, you must continue.
I've got a little animal here. I mean, the colors are just beautiful. It's got this orange and blue. It comes with a tag, and it says, in loving memory of Bradley Elisha Rombai,
yes.
your little boy. And this picture just breaks my heart. He is such a beautiful little boy. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
So sorry for you. And anybody who buys this, of course, gets this with them. Friends of Moses, and you make these all yourself?
Yes.
Handmade by yourself? I mean, how long does it take you to make one of these?
Some is 30 minutes up to 45 minutes.
30 minutes, this takes me about a year. That's incredible.
Yeah. No, there's a different one. That one, now we can talk about 30 minutes because you cut and you start.
You cut all of the material. What is inside?
We call it dacron or stuffing.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
And you cut all of these kind of things. What would make your life a little bit easier to make these kind of toys?
Like there is this small machine that you can use to cut it.
Okay.
Not using a scissors. That one you have a manual. That's why it would be much easier. You'll be faster. In fact, you can cut maybe 50 or 20 one time.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you sell these in the Four Ways area. I mean, surely we want to try and get these to be sold all over the country. I mean, they deserve to be all over the country. This is a beautiful hippopotamus.
Yes.
I mean, it just is just so beautiful. It really, really is special. So, I mean, we want to try and get these all over the place, surely.
Yes.
Are you selling them on the side of the road?
No. Before, yes, I used to sell them on the side of the road. But since I get some people, including Leslie, to try to market me, now I'm now stable in the house. I just do everything.
You just make
in the house. Then somebody come to grab it to try to sell it everywhere.
They are just really, really special. We're going to put them all up. They are an R&R project. Is that right? Okay. And that, of course, is what it's all about. Moses Hot Cares loves your story. And Lexi, we love you for the fact that you've brought this to our attention. Okay, Lexi and Leslie. So we want to try and help. Okay. And the way that we want to try and help you is we're going to give you a four-thread overlocker. Okay.
Thank you.
An Empicil electronic sewing machine. Okay. And a lock stitch machine. And I think that's the one that really is the one that's going to help you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm very happy for that.
It is our pleasure. Please continue making these magnificent toys.
Yes.
And we hope that we can get this message out to everybody to support you, and we wish you great success going forward.
I'm going to buy one this morning.
Me too.
Thank and then I'm going to try and keep it away from my Jack Russell.
Oh, that's going to be a problem.
It's too beautiful.
Thank you.
That's a problem. But I want the blue one.
No, I want the blue one.
We're going to fight. We're going to negotiate. Hey, what do they cost, by the way? We've got the hippopotamus. And what is this, like a tiger lion?
It's a teddy bear.
It's a teddy bear.
Yes.
Looks like a tiger lion to me, but I love it. So the teddy bear, how much do these cost? $150,
yes.
For this one and the bigger one?
$250.
And where do people find them? Leslie, do you want to come and tell us?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah?
Hi.
Yes, hi, Leslie.
Hi, Sash. How's it? So, Moses' toys are available. We are on Facebook. We are building a campaign at the moment,
Which
is the hashtag Friend of Moses.
Friends of Moses.
You can find us on Facebook on Moses' page on R&R Projects. Alternatively, you can find it through my company because I do handle all the marketing and I'm kind of Moses' business partner.
Wonderful.
So we are busy working on gathering corporates. We're also doing private orders. We're getting involved in quite a few different aspects of guest lodges, tourism and all of that, which is very exciting.
Brilliant.
So I know that you've got your hot care line. So if anybody's interested in supporting, whether it's corporate, single orders, just a range, whatever it might be, they can contact us via your hot care line.
Wonderful. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask our good friend Nick Griffin at Thornybush if he'll have a look at these and maybe put them in some of their lodges to sell.
Oh, yes, fantastic idea.
I think it'd be a great idea.
That'll be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they really are special. It's wonderful that you've all come through here today. Keep up the great work, all of you together. Keep up the great creativity, Moses, the great marketing, Leslie. Sure. Lexi, the passion. Don't ever lose it. Oh, you're a nice young lady. Keep it going. All right.
Sasha, if I may just mention one other thing. Moses is setting up a training school at the Redeeming Hope of the Disabled, which is a shelter based in Indonesia. He'll be running a month's course there.
Brilliant.
And we are looking to have some other sewing machines that will be based at the shelter. So we're looking at 5 machines. So if there are any people out there that would like to contribute and or donate, we would love to welcome any contribution.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Listen, thank you so much for coming in. What a way to start off our 100 lives for Madiba. Thank you for the initiative. Good luck going forward. We're glad that Hot Cares has been able to help in some kind of way. And we hope that it does benefit everybody going forward. Thank you very much.
Silver's hottest breakfast show.
Sasha Martiningo, Andy Levy, John Wallen, Simon Hill, Lettuce Satouli.
Weekdays from 6 to 9.
On Hot 91.9.